Good evening. Hope you had an awesome day. So for those who are in Toronto, you probably know that there was a pretty big pro-Palestinian rally outside of a shul with a quite big Jewish counter rally. And at first I thought to myself that perhaps this episode should be something on that topic. But then I thought to myself, why should it be that the anti-Israel ralliers should be the one to control the narrative of my podcast? We're not defined by simply our reaction of what they do, but rather by the essence of what we are meant to be about. And what is that? Well, I remember Rabbi Sacks pointing out that to defend a country, you need an army. But to defend an identity, you need a school. Judaism is a religion of the book, he says, not of the sword. And so I found it amazing that from that rally my wife and I had gone to, I then went to a shloshim for a friend of mine's father. And at the shloshim, they did a siyum, which is a strong custom to finish learning a set of Jewish books like Mishnah or Talmud, and to then celebrate that in memory of and in zchus, merit of, the person who passed away. Now at this shloshim, the son of the man who was nifter finished the learning cycle, and then both of his kids spoke and spoke beautifully. Now, the amazing thing to know about this is that if you came to this house a couple years ago, you would have seen a really different picture, as they were not yet on their Jewish journey. And now the picture is one of learning, of strong identity, commitment to Jewish practice. In essence, they've turned into a super couple, a super family. And then I thought to myself, okay, what is the greatest response to the hate that I saw at the protest? It isn't just waving flags or chanting back. Yes, standing up for our people is important and showing up is. But to really stand up for our people, the greatest way to defend our people is to remember that we are a people of the book, and the strength is in raising that next generation to appreciate, love, and follow it. That's the Jewish narrative that deserves a lot more airtime than just protests and counter-protests. Yes, it's important to attend, to show support, but in the long run, it's the schools, the learning, and the growth that is the key to our overcoming the enemy's chance, now and forever. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.